Okay, today is Daf Nun Zayin. We are on Nun Hey Amid Beis. Tan Rabbanan. Nun Vav Amid Beis, I'm sorry. Nun Vav Amid Beis. Tan Rabbanan. The Rishona, originally, Hayunosnin Peya Lelefes Ulakrov. Originally, before they protested, the Bnei Yericho would give Peya from Lefes and turnip. I believe it's a Lefes is a turnip. Ukrov. And cabbage. Rabbi Yossi Omer af lekaflot. Even, what's kaflot? Even leek. B'tanya idach. Hayunosnin peyel alefes ulekaflot. And Rabbi Shimon Omer af lekrov. Okay? Now, we explained yesterday that the Meiri explained, they're arguing about What is something that is fakiyim? What is something that is fakiyim, right? If it's machniso lakiyim, then it's chayiv and peya, and if not, not. So there's a machlokas between the Tanakama. I'm sorry. There's a machlokas between the first version between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi, and the second version between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. Gesundheit. Now that's two. That's two brises with four opinions. Some of the opinions here overlap, right? Says the Chazon Ish, it can't be that it's a machlokas in Metzius. Well, what is machniso lekiyum? That can't be right. That just can't be. You can't have a machlokas like that, right? So he gives a very funny pshat. He says that the question is, what did the Anshei Yericho do? What did they do? Who cares what they did? Who cares what they did? So he gives a very funny answer. He says, "Mikol makom mishum chavivas ha'hora nechlegu b'zeh." They just want to know who held what. That's all they want to know. That has no relevance to bizman hazeh. It doesn't matter. What did they do? Okay. Anyway, so we have two versions with four opinions. Now the Gemara says, "Nema tlasa tanoi havi." Is it possible to say that there are two Tanayim? Three opinions, really? So if you think about it, one of them overlaps. Right? Again, the first one said they used to give Peya from Lefes and Kruv. And Rabbi Yossi said, Af lekaflot. What does Af mean? The Pashtus, it means also from Kaflot. So according to the first version, Tanakama has two, and Rabbi Yossi has three. According to the second version, it's the same exact thing. Hayunosnin peyel alefes v'kaflot. That's all three. That's like Rabbi Yossi in the first version. Yeah. Now, what does Rabbi Shimon say? Af lekruv. Right?
Same three.
I'm sorry. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's the same three, and the Tanakama is different of the second version. So, name a talata tanai havi. Let's say it's only three arguments. Lo. It's only two arguments. The Tanakama de Reb Shimon, the first Tana of the second version, is Haini Reb Yossi. That's the same thing as Reb Yossi. The Tanakama de Reb Yossi, Haini Reb Shimon. Umay Af, what does it mean Af? Af means Akamaisa, going back to the first one. In other words, the first Braisa, Tanakama said Lefes and Krov. And Rabbi Yossi said you have to be mosif on the lefes, the kaflot, but not the kruv. In other words, he's not saying there are three, he's saying there are two. And the second brice of the Tanakhama said lefes and kaflot. And Rabbi Shimon comes along and says, no, lefes and kruv and not kaflot. Okay, that was the hard part of today's daf. The rest of it now is mostly tagaratam.
Do you know when they live in Yericho?
I don't know. Tanu Rabbanan, Ben Behuyin, the son of Behuyin, Nasan Peya Lierek. He gave Peya on vegetables. What's the problem with giving Peya on vegetables? What's the big deal? The problem is, you're not supposed to give Peya on vegetables. So, and Peya is not Chayav in Meiser. So if you give Peya, you're avoiding Meiser. That's a problem.
You're giving a quarter of your field to the Aniyim.
Right.
But the other 95%, you're Chayav on Meiser.
Correct. So that 5%, no one's getting Meiser. You're not giving Meiser. So it's true. No, it's not, because it's Truma in there. It's Tevel. It has to be given. It's an Isser Kares. It's an Isser, not Kares. It's an Isser Misa B'dei Shemayim. You're not allowed to eat that. That's the problem. It's not that you're being too generous. That's very nice. You see what's going to happen here in this story. So the son was giving payah. He thought he's doing a good thing. He's a Bal Chesed. I'm giving payah. I don't have to. I'm giving anyway. No, it's a Bal Chesed that comes to a huge problem. You're giving people Misa B'dei Shemayim. So he was giving for the Yerek. Uba Aviv, the father came, meaning Buhu'in himself. The father came and said, Umatzan La'anim Shayatoun B'Yerek. Tonin B'Yerek, to ask him for vegetables. They're going to collect their vegetables in the payah. He got up at the edge of the garden. Amalam, he said, Bini, my children, I'm not trying to take away your charity. Hashlichu ma'alechem, give it back. Va'ani nosin lechem kiflayim b'meuser. I'll give you double, but it'll be meiser. It'll be meiser already. Lom of neisha ani tzara, she'ein etzara. Not because I'm a cheapskate, I'm asking for it back. Not because I'm stingy. Ella, mepnesha amachacham, ain't no sin pale yerek. You're not allowed to do that. Says Rashi, ain't no sin pale yerek. Mishum de mafkale mi meiser. Because you're avoiding meiser. Dechsev, like it says, uba halevi ki ain't lo chelek v'nachla imach. Mi she ain't lo nachla imach chayev meiser. If you don't have a nachla, you chayev meiser. Yotzapeya, sheish lo nachla imach. The hefker ninu. Okay? Then, okay. What? Yeah, that Baha Levi ke ain't lo chelik v'nachli imach. Mi she ain't lo nachli imach chayev la'aser. Right, yotza peya. Is it gears a change over here? What does it say? Yotza peya. I don't know. Yotza peya she yesh lo nachla imach. The hefker ninu, because you can make it hefker. Which prompts Tosfos to ask the following question. So one second. So why did this guy have to say, come give everything back, I'll give you more. Why couldn't he just make it hefker? What? And then he can make it hefker. Right? You hear what Tosfos is? Look at the top Tosfos. V'im Tomar. Mikol Makom. Lift on me miser. Mipnei shehefkirim. The hefker pata me miser. Why didn't he just be mafker it?
He made it my hefker. No. Back in the day, he's saying it's not mine. It's everybody. Anybody can think, right?
Right.
He already made me hefker. Hefker happens to me. I must have been like, I don't know. He's saying making a pay is equivalent to making a hefker. I don't know.
No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what this brush is.
No, I think his question is, why is there a problem over here with paya? What's the difference? Just mafker.
That's what Tosfos asks.
That's what I'm saying. That's what Makra is now.
Just be Makra now.
Just be Makra. The whole problem.
The problem is you can't get pay. You can't get pay on vegetables. You can't get pay on vegetables.
Be Makra.
Right?
Remove the whole problem.
Kira means he did it already.
Yeah, I don't know how to read that. Yeah, I don't know. But you hear what he's saying? See what Tosfos is asking? So be Makra.
Right. Then you get out.
And then you get out of the whole problem.
So problem is that
it's from the Tosfos gives two answers. Number one, you can't be Makra something only for poor people. You have to be Makra even for rich people. Tveis and hefker means it's totally mutter. Okay, I'm only doing it for poor people. That's not a hefker. What kind of thing is that? Second answer he says is that the whole thing's a mistake. It's called hefker b'tos. You don't really want to be machkerit. It's not a genuine. Just trying to save people from an answer. All right. Anyway, now the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. Lomalei lememra lehu lo b'neisha ein etzara. Why did they have to say? Why do you have to give a whole speech? And I'm only telling you this. I'm not telling you this because I'm stingy. I'm telling you this because I want to save you people from an avera. Why do you say that? Ki heichi delo lemru dechuya kamadchilon. So they shouldn't say, what kind of thing is it? The Nehema there is, oh, give everything back. I'll give you double. The Nehema said, we're not fools. We're going to give it back. He's going to throw us out of here. So you have to give them a whole introduction. No. I'm doing this because, not because I'm stingy. It's because it's an Aveira. Look at Rashi. The next Rashi. They're not going to give us anything. Right? Why do we have to give it back in order for him to give us Pishnayim? Lafika, in other words, you want to give us more? So give us more. I don't have to give this back in order for you to give us more. What kind of game is that? Tanima going to say, we have to give it back? You want to give more? So yeah, give me more. What do you mean give it back and I'll give you more? So you have to explain, right? Lafika, Hutzbrook, Lafarish, and Taima shall dover. Therefore, you have to explain what he's doing. Right? Make sense? No, it's Peya. So he said, listen, you guys made a mistake. We're trying to be Balei Chasadim over here. You have to give back. Then I'll give you double. No one's losing here a penny.
Right, but he had no
chiyuv, no. Right?
It's not instead of my son, it's just he's being a good guy, since his son messed up, basically.
Right. And the Be'iri says, see what you have to do not to embarrass an Oni? See the length you have to go, not even for a few minutes. By the way, let's say he said, okay, everyone give it back. Right? Everyone give it back. And he wouldn't have said, because I'm not making you give it back because I want to be stingy. Let's say he wouldn't have said that. He would have said, okay, everyone give it back. It was a mistake. There's no pay over here. It's a mistake. Please give it back. Then when they give it back, he'll give them double. So for that half hour, they're all upset.
No, and then he looks bad.
Then they're gonna say.
No, he's stingy.
So then for that half hour, where's their supper?
Right. What's they doing?
So you have to go out of your way to make them feel good. You see the length you have to go. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Now that we're talking about, it's not really on the topic, but Rishona originally Hayamanichin Oros Kodshim Belishka Space Haparva. Originally, the halacha is that the hide of an animal doesn't go on the Mizbeach, even in all the other animals, it goes to the Kohanim. So originally they used to leave the hides in this room, the Beis HaParva, in the Beis HaMikdash. La'erev, and at night, Hayamachalkin Osan La'anche Beis Av. They used to divvy it up to the people in the Beis Av, the people that, the Kohanim that were working that day. But Yabali Zeroos, Notan Osan Bezroa. And the strong-armed Kohanim would take it by force. What are you going to do? You can stop the guy. So his Hiskinu, they made a rule, Shiyu mechalkin osan may erev Shabbos la erev Shabbos. They used to now say, well, you know what? We're only going to divvy it up on Friday. What's on Friday? On Friday, the new mishmar is already there. It's a lot of people. It's very difficult to be strong on them. The asin kulu mishmaros. That's when everyone's there. V'shaklan bahadadi. Then they can divide up evenly. That didn't really work. V'adayin hayu gedolei kahuna notun osan bizroa. They would still take it by force. So. Listen to this. Amdu, they got up. Amdu Bailim. V'egdishim l'shamayim. They told the owners of the carbon, when you bring the carbon, donate the hide to the Beis HaMikdash. Not that it goes to the Kohanim, it goes to the Beis HaMikdash. What's the Beis HaMikdash going to do with it? They're going to sell it. But the strong arm, the ruffian Kohanim, are not going to get it. Amru, they said, it wasn't too long. They had so much money that they lined the entire Heichel with gold. So much money there, I don't have to do the money. Shehein Ama Alama, it was an Ama by Ama, these tablets, Ka'ove Dinar Zav, like thick like a dinar of Zav. Ularegel, and on a regel, Hayu Makaflin O son. What does that mean, Makaflin?
They would peel it off.
Umanichin O son, Agavi Mala Baharabayas, and they would put it on the steps of the Harabayas. Kadeshi Oli Regolim Rowan, Shemalachdin La. They should see how beautiful it is. The Ein Lehem Delem. And there's no, what's Delem? There's no dishonesty?
No flaw.
Okay. Okay. Next. Tana, Abishol Omer. Abishol says, Koros Shal Shikma Hayu B'Yericho. Again, back to this trees that the Anshe Yericho had. V'yubali Zeroa is not little some Bezeroa. And the strong arms will take it. Amdu Bailim v'ekdishin l'shamayim. So they were makdish them. Aleim v'alkiyotze v'hem Amar Abishol ben Bitnis Mishum Abi Yosef ben Chonin. About this and about other strong people, Abishol ben Bitnis said the following. Mishum Abi Yosef ben Chonin. Oili mibeis baitus. Woe is to me. Woe is the house of baitus. Oili ma'alosan. Woe are their rods. In other words, they hurt people. Oy li mi bit. That's Rashi's pshat. Rashi says it means they hurt people. Rashi says it's a rod. Oy li mi beis chonin. Woe is the house of Chanan. Oy li melechishasan. Woe is their advice. The bad advice they give on purpose. Right? Rashi says all these families were Kahanim Gedolim. All these families were Kahanim and Kahanim Gedolim. Oy li beis Katros. Woe is the house of Katros. Oy li mikulmus. Woe are their pens, Rashi says. They would write bad reports about people. Oy li mi beis Yishmael ben Piachi. Woe is the house of Yishmael ben Piachi. Oy li mi Egrofin. Woe is their strong arming. Egrofin the fist. Woe is their strong arms. Okay? Says the Marshal. Now, Shehem Kahanim Gedolim. They were Kahanim Gedolim. Ubnehem Gizbarin. And their children were the Gizbar. The how do you say Gizbar in English? The treasurers. The Chasnehen Amarkalin. And the sons-in-law were the secretaries, Vavdehen, and their servants.
Yeah.
Chodvin es ha'ambamaklis, who hit people with sticks. Says the Marsha, if the hitting people with sticks, then how could the first one mean sticks? Woe is to the first one because they had sticks. But then the Gemara says at the end that all four of them had sticks. So what's pshat? Says the Marsha, the pshat is as follows. This is a fascinating vart. Since the Gemara says in Sota that there are four groups of people that are not makabel pnei shechina. What are those four people? Kat of Baalei Lashon Hara, Shakronim, liars, Baalei Lashon Hara, Chanifin, flatterers, and what's the fourth one? And the fourth one is, Leitzanim. Leitzanim, those are the four. Says the Marsha. The first one is Oy Beis Chanin, Oily Beis Baitus, Oily Alasan. What's Alasan? We said it was rods. Says the Marsha. It doesn't mean rods. It comes from the word of oath and a shvua. Those are the Baal Lashon Hara. Everything coming out of their mouth is a lie. I'm sorry. Those are the Shakronim, the liars. I swear this, I swear that. It was all a lie. Next one was the base Chanin. It says Lichi Shasan. What's Lichi Shasan? Rash, that means bad advice. It says the Marsha, that's Lashon Hara. But Lichisha means to speak, right? The third one was base Katros, with their stick, with their pens. So he says, somehow that's a reference to Leitzanim. And everything they would write, like a newspaper, everything, the whole thing in there is a joke, but they hurt people, right? No different back then. And the fourth one, Oily Basi Yishmael ben Piachi, Oily Me Egrofin, what's Egrof? Egrof is reference to a flatterer, Hanifa. Why? Because it says in Sota that it says, Miyom Shegavar Egrofa Shel Hanufa. There's a reference that Hanifa and strong army go hand in hand. That's what's going on here. So you were just in Eretz Yisrael, right? So after the Six-Day War, they found in Yerushalayim, they found the home of one of these four families. How did they know it was their home? Because they found weights in the house and their name was on it. And today it's called the Burnt House. If anybody's been to the Burnt House in the old city of Yerushalayim, it's the house of Katros. And on, if you walk in, they have this Gemara on the wall. When you walk in, woe is to the house of Katros. It's just it's amazing. It's called the Burnt House because it's a house that they found almost 100% intact. And if you're walking in the old city, when you go into the museum now, you have to walk down a lot of stairs because the original city was much lower than it is today. It's very, very close to the Kosel. It was very close to the Beit HaMikdash. They're very wealthy people that lived in the house. As a matter of fact, later, the last time I was there, they have a movie now of, like, they made up a whole story about what was going on in the house, and they're sitting at the table eating supper, and in the background, you see the fire of the Mizbeach constantly burning. It's very cool. Very, very cool how they did, like, an imagery. And it's just amazing that you read about these people in the Gemara, and most of them, we don't know anything about them. We don't know when they live. We don't know anything about them. Once in a blue moon, some light is shed, and you see where they live. And it's amazing. They found when they found the house, they don't know. They found in the corner was a spear, and they found a skeleton, and the hand was reaching for the spear, like the person was killed, mamish, trying to defend themselves. Just an amazing, and the house is a beautiful house, very rich, expensive pottery and stuff was found in there. They were wealthy kahanim, and today it's a museum, right? And the Gemara gives them a curse, right? And that's their end. Their end is tonight. Pete can pay for your shekels, and you can go see how they used to live, right?
Wait, how did they come to Yericho though?
No. He said, and about these strong arms. He said the following.
By the way,
also mentioning these other bad people that strong-armed other people.
Corrupt Kahanim, exactly.
Now, Tanur Rabbanan, Arbat Tzevachos Tzevacha Azara. There were four announcements that were made in the Azara. Number one, Rishona, the first one, is Tzu'umikan B'nei Eli. Get out of here, B'nei Eli. Shetimu Heichal Hashem. They were Matami the Heichal Hashem, the B'nei Eli. They weren't, the Gemara says that, or there's a Medrash that says that they were, maybe the Pasuk might even say, they were like, had relations with married women. They didn't do that. What they did was, they delayed the women from going back to their own husbands. Why they did that, I don't know. V'od tzavcha, tzei mikan yisachar ish kfar barkai. Get out of here, yisachar ish kfar barkai. Shemachavet es atzmo, he was mechavet himself. U'machal shem kach shemayim. He used to wear gloves. Va'avid avoda, did the avoda. Why did he wear gloves? Because he didn't want to get his hands dirty with the avoda. Rashi says, there's three reasons what's wrong with wearing gloves. Rashi says two of them. Rashi says, chatzitza poselas bekadshim. Right? Chatzitza is puzzled. You can't do avoda. It's a chatzitza. Your hand has to touch whatever you do. You can't have a glove. Then Rashi says, va'od bizayon hu. Furthermore, it's a bizayon. Right? Third pshat, complicated pshat, says the Be'er Sheva, is an isser of extra begadim. It's a yitur begadim, extra begadim. You're only allowed to wear four or eight, which raises the question, did they wear a yarmulke under the hat? Did they, right? Because the Gemara says that they used to take off their hats to make a lottery. So they were uncovered. We'll get to that in Yuma when we do that Gemara. And tzitzis. What about tzitzis? Right? The Michas Chinuch asks a question, if there was tzitzis on the me'il. What? Not the me'il. The me'il? Maybe the ephod? One of them. It's a very interesting question. Was there tzitzis on them? I think he says no, because it didn't belong to the Kohen. It wasn't yours. It's a borrowed garment. What about a different... What about just... Stop! Tzitzis! Forget tzitzis on the begadim. It's tzitzis! Would that be a problem of yitur begadim? I don't know, it's a good question. Okay. V'od, Tzavcha, they used to also announce, Hazara. Su'u sha'ar
moshechem.
Yeah. I don't know, it's a good question. So the Gemara says that, the Torah says the pants had to be close to your beged. You couldn't wear long underwear. What about short underwear? I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. You have to ask the kahanim. You know, in that Mechon HaMikdash in the Old City, you know, they sell Big Day Kahuna? Yeah. So the Mashiach comes, you're ready. They measure mamash to your size. Because that's to be bidobad, midobad. It's mamash. I told Shia, it costs like $3,000 to buy Big Day Kahuna. Okay, if it's a coin that you like, and you want to treat him to a gift that he'll never use, well, hopefully maybe one day he'll use it 100%. You got like $3,000.
The Mariah bookstore now.
One second, the Machon HaMikdash moved to Mariah?
Mariah Books, that's what it is.
They used to be down the block on Rehov HaPiska.
Now it's the Mariah bookstore.
Really?
It's a small little tiny, as big as this room for books.
It used to be massive. It's one of the only places you could buy like Israeli Sfarim. You can't buy Israeli Sfarim in America. They don't sell them. You want even at the YU Sfarim sale, they were some that I wanted. They don't have them. He says there's no market for it. But in Israel, you can go, but you only have to go in those kind of farm stores, you know? The rabbi called me from Israel. He was in one of those farm stores. None of this is sold in America. Like with Avner Svarim, hundreds, you know, all these types of Svarim. They're not really sold in America. Anyway, so the next one was, Se'ush Ar Mashachim, V'yikanez Yishmael Ben Piachi, let him come in, Talmido Shal Pinchas, the Talmud of Pinchas, Pinchas HaKohen, V'yishamish B'kuhuna Gedola, let him be the Kuhuna Gedola. So what's going on over here? So the Marsha says, because we just a minute ago bashed that family. We just trashed that whole family, right? So him, he was a good guy. He could come in. He's a Talmud of Pinchas. Right? He's a good guy. He's a Talmud of Pinchas. He's a good guy. The rest of the family, no, we just gave them a curse. Right? Woe is to them. But not him. So that's why we made a special announcement. V'od tzavcha hazara, se'u sh'ar mashachim, v'yikanes Yochanan ben Narbai, let him come in, Yochanan ben Narbai, Talmido shal Pankai, the Talmud of Pankai, v'yimalei kreitzel mikotche shemayim, and let him fill up from the kotche shemayim. Who are these people? One second. Amar lava Yochanan ben Narbai, she'ochel gimel me'etz agolim. He used to eat 300 agolim. V'shotze 300 kef. V'shotze gimel me'etz garbayayin. And 300 wine. Good job, Tom. V'ochel abayim saw 40 saw gozels of hens. V'kinu achsuda. Just that was the appetite. That was the appetizer. Amru kol yavav she'ochel ben Narbai, lo nimtze noser b'mikdash. There was never noser when he was around. When he was around, there was never any noser. Nothing was ever left over. So who is he? Who's Pinchai? Who are these people? Says the Chasam Sofer. Says the Marsha. Aren't the Gemara tell us people who don't even know who they are? Who's Pinchai? Who are these people? He says something fascinating. He says that maybe Yochanan ben Narbai is Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who after 80 years became a Tzaduki, and we don't want to say that he's a Talmud of Pinchas because he ended up going off the Derech. So we call him Pinchai. It's like some strange name that you shouldn't think it's Pinchas. Really, it's Pinchas. Now, the problem with that is that we then go on to say some good things about him. Right? He made sure there was... I don't think he was some...
He was very generous and supported many Kohanim.
Right. I don't think you have to say, oh, he made sure, like, you know, he made sure there was never leftovers. He ate everything. I don't think it's like that. It's not a negative thing. He made sure that was no... He had it under control. Okay.
Yeah, but the loss of Yamali Krasos doesn't sound... Fill his gut with food.
Right. It sounds like he's a glutton. It sounds like that. It does sound... I don't think that's a shot. All right. My sokalei lebi Yitzchak ish kfar barkai. What was the end of Yitzchak ish kfar barkai? What was his story? So this is a famous Gemara. Amri malka umalkasa. There was a king and a queen. Rashi says, the malke beis chashmenoi. Says the Chasam Sofer, Gesundheit, if they're Beis Chashmonoi, that means they are Kahanim. If they are Kahanim, then why do they have to go ask a Kohen some advice? They're Kahanim themselves. So therefore, the Chasam Sofer says, maybe this was from Herod's family that weren't Kahanim really. They had some Chashmonoi blood in them, but they weren't really Kahanim. Anyway, Haviyasvi Malka, Haviyasvi, they're sitting around, Malka Amar, the king says, God Yuyoi. Goats are very good tasting. They're better. Malkasa Amra, the wife says, the queen says, no, Imru Yoi, sheep are better. Amru Man Mochia, who's going to say we're right? Kohen Gadol, we'll go ask the Kohen Gadol. The Kamasa Karbanos, Kol Yom, he's busy with Karbanos all day long. Let's ask him, he'll know. Asa Ihu, so they call this person Yitzchak, right? Ach Vebiyada, he waves with his hand, like he makes a gesture. I Gadi Yoi, Yosik Latamida. If goats were better, then we use it for the carbon talmud every day, but we don't. In other words, sheep are better. Omar, Malka, the king says, "Ho, well, first of all, v'lo havilei a masa de malkasa. You don't have any. You don't have any. First of all, you don't. Not only do you don't agree with me, you're dismissive of me. Rashi says, loshen schok. You made fun of me. Nifsiku liyamina. Your right hand should be cut off. Yoev shochad. He bribed the guy." Upaske lusmole, and they cut off his left hand at least. Shama Malka, the king heard, Upaske limit. Okay, they cut off his right hand, like I said. Right? And that was his end. He wore gloves. His end was he lost his hands. Amar Yosef, Berech Rachmana, the Ashkel Yisachar Ishbar Barkai, Lemifterine Mine Bahai Alma. Lucky for him that he got his punishment in this world, He won't be punished in the next world. He got his punishment. He got his due punishment right here.
So what did Mari say?